Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, final hour of the show. A lot to do in the final hour of the show. All of it sports related. None of it related to anything that happened during the commercial break. Nothing happened. Normal stuff. Normal guy stuff.
I like this.
Just guys being manly and tough around here.
Hey, dog. I look at you no differently. I mean,
just dudes being dudes.
I like this John Parler, one of our guys downstairs. He brought you up this this bullet bourbon. Mm-hmm. But it has the mugs with it.
Yeah.
And so I thought I just automatically assumed, like, you got the mug so people think you drink it at, you know, drink it breakfast, which nothing wrong with that. I got, you know, people do it all the time. But those are those mugs like you see in the Westerns.
Yeah.
Those tin mugs.
It's like a tin cowboy mug.
Exactly. So that's
it's
that's
a good
dope
thing to drink whiskey out of.
Do you actually drink whiskey out of it?
When we're camping.
Do you?
Sure.
So you have,
sure,
like whiskey mugs.
You
have camping mugs?
I got, what's the company? Coleman makes good thermoses, and we got some good mugs and stuff like that. Keep it hot a little bit longer.
I'm like,
Don't say anything you don't mean.
I ain't finna lie like that.
Yeah, don't lie to us.
We can all go camping.
Yeah, you
time
don't want to do that.
We'll have a cabin, and y'all can pitch a tent right there. Because if we went camping and we got the cabin, right? Because that's the only way I'm camping in damn ways. Would y'all stay in the cabin with us?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not the rough and tumble outdoorsman that I once was.
Okay.
Back in the day, we would do like backpack hikes and camp in places that probably weren't that safe and.
Right.
It was fun. It was very, very fun. But, you know, you got kids now.
Right.
Back doesn't work quite the way. You know, you don't want to be sleeping on the ground for back-to-back nights.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I'll sleep in the cabin.
Because I would never forget Wes and my man Jason Rader. They used to always talk. They used to always do stuff like that. And one offseason, they were going backpacking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't understand the concept of backpacking. Oh, going over to Europe to go backpacking. And I was like, damn, that just sounds like so much fun, not realizing what backpacking actually is.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun, but, you know, you're also walking a lot and sleeping outside.
That's what I was like. The way they described it, because I'm like, okay, we weren't blessed at that moment as we became blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I still got to live money for hotels. But they're like, no, you have a book bag, you're doing all this walking and going through these towns and all this other stuff. And I just kept thinking, what the hell is fun about that?
I can see why you would ask that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fun.
Right.
It's very fun to do that. But I understand the hesitation.
I was curious about that.
The reason Randy was laughing at me coming
out of
break.
It's so great.
I'll be perfectly honest with everyone about it. You know, there's just some changes happening at the radio station. And we're trying to make sure everybody has their best chance to, you know, mark their territory and all that.
Yes.
So we're talking about getting Brian a plant for his new office.
Yes, we got to get Brian a plant for his office because somebody else who is a guest tenant in the office is taking over.
Right.
He has his feet up on the desk.
We thought it'd be a power move.
Conducting meetings.
And you
all
suggested
kind of stuff
a fern, and then Brian said, you know, I don't know, because I had mentioned succulents yesterday.
I said fern.
You said fern.
I said fern. Fern is a nicely man to a man type word that you say amongst boys.
Fern,
hey man,
sure.
I will get you a fern. Not Andy.
Not me.
Andy Bunker. Andy Bunker can't go alone with a fern. Andy Bunker has to leapfrog my fern with.
Had to one up your fern.
Yes.
I'll get you a succulent.
I'll get you a succulent. And the way you said it and the excitement behind a succulent made me think, no, bruh, we should not say that to each other with that much enthusiasm.
It was too much enthusiasm.
It was too much enthusiasm for that.
It was the enthusiasm that was the problem.
And we're going back to the fern.
All right.
Your succulent got everything thrown out because of the succulent tone of smile you had.
Just like, all right, Brian, you're getting a fern, okay?
Yes, we're getting Brian a fern.
And if you guys have a better office plant that you think out there, let us know on Twitter. What's the best office plant? You guys let us know.
To show that this is my
office.
This is my territory.
Tulips.
What's wrong with tulips?
Can't do tulips.
No. They're going to die.
No, they can actually survive.
I'm not buying Brian no damn tulips.
I would accept the tulips only from Wendy. Only from Wendy. Just to be clear.
Randy will get you for an, I'll get you a second.
What is
I'm going to have a forest in there.
What's the manliest flower that I can get, Brian?
Kind of manly-ish.
I mean, a cactus, right?
Cactus has to be the manly.
Yeah, prickly. Yeah.
I got to get you a cactus, dog. I can't even get you no damn fern no more.
No, but a cactus still has a flower on it.
Technically, a cactus is a succulent.
No, it ain't.
What about the damn cactus?
No,
we'll get you an aloe plant. We'll just do one of those.
Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot is going to join us in like 10 minutes.
Yes.
I think aloe is a succulent too. I think it is. Let's get to what's trending though. We'll kick off the aloe.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Renter's Warehouse. Get your free rental price analysis today at rwatlanta.com.
We came out with the right mindset. We came out with the right intensity, and we knew what we needed to do tonight and come out here with a win, and that's what we did.
That was at home on Saturday night. Intensity from the get, even though defense wasn't great from the get-go. They played great defense in the second, third, and fourth quarters on Saturday night. Trey was unbelievable.
What the hell are you waiting on?
I don't know.
It's
a great question. It feels like they need to get smacked in the face to realize the game has started.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't realize the game has started, and they give up 135 points to teams that aren't very good. That hasn't happened a lot lately. Tonight's a big game, though. They're at Boston. It's a TNT game. Obviously, the Hawks are still hanging right around that line where, you know, if they don't get it together soon enough, the worst-case scenario, like Brian was painting out in the last hour, the worst-case scenario is you don't even make the play-in round.
That's horrible.
That would be...
It's bad. Play-in round is bad.
Play-on round is bad.
Yes.
It's bad. Being where they are, being 29-31 is bad.
Yes.
Like, it's bad where they are right now. There's no question about that. You end up on the outside looking in, there's going to be more than just trades in the offseason.
DJ Augustine is still playing, Andy?
Yeah, he scored like 25 on the Hawks earlier this season in a game. DJ Augustine.
Oh, he's going to the Lakers. Okay.
He's going to the Lakers. And no. Isaiah Thomas signed with the Hornets on a 10-day contract.
They have got to, because like you said, their backs are against the wall. Mm-hmm. And they can't rely, even though they're going to need help as far as teams in front of them losing, they can't rely on that. They got to take care of their business as we go along and basically win the games that they have. They got to win the games that they should win. We know that. They got, I'm about to call them the Bullets. The Wizards coming up. Detroit coming up, win those games. These right here, these are the ones that you show up for. These are the ones TNT Trey going to be out tonight. We know that. And if he was in his bag when you thought the last time he played Toronto, I could just see it like that. Because Trey likes the big lights.
He does.
He performs well. That's the thing about it. He performs well.
He's been very good on national TV this year.
Yeah. And so he's coming for his. Now the Hawks need to come on with it, though. It does not look like John Collins will play tonight. But somebody else has got to step up, as we talked about yesterday. The one thing about the Hawks in most of the playoff teams and guys that are in front of them, they don't have that legit number two guy. The guy who's like, that's our second best player.
Right, like tonight. If Jason Tatum doesn't have it going, Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
Jaylen Brown's a really good player.
Yes.
And Marcus Smart's a really good player, too. Yes. And, you know, they went out trade deadline and made some moves. They added Derek White.
You saw Nate mention him. I wish I could have seen y'all face when Nate mentioned him.
Oh, when did he mention him?
He mentioned him yesterday as far as they picked him up at the trade deadline. And I know how bad you and Brian wanted him.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. You get to see him tonight. And the Hawks, again, like, they had the Celtics right where they wanted them a couple weeks ago. They're up 10 at halftime. And then, you know, third quarter bit him in the butt and they end up losing to the Celtics in a pretty tough way. So hopefully they can get some get back tonight. Bulls on Thursday, Wizards on Friday, like you said. All that action right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, by the way, tonight's game, pregame at 7, tip-off at 7:30, but it won't be. It'll be like 7:46
because
it's a TNT game, and they drag their feet a little bit. Again, we're going to talk to Terry Fontenot in about 10 minutes from right now. Here's Steve Wyche on the NFL Network yesterday talking about some of the ways the Falcons are going to find some money this offseason.
Well, they're getting ready to create some cap space. I'll get to that in just a second. As far as Cordarrelle Patterson, too, that's a player they'd love to have back, Mark. Look, they're going to create enough cap space in a lot of different ways to basically be mid-market shoppers and hopefully bring back someone like a Cordarrelle Patterson. In fact, I spoke to someone who said they want him to be the model where a lot of guys come in on 1-year deals to resurrect their career, to try to get the bag, the year after that. But here are some ways that they can create some cap space. First off, restructuring defensive lineman Grady Jarrett, extending him. That's what they're planning on doing. That'll probably happen soon. Possibly, if not likely, trading wide receiver Calvin Ridley. That would save $11 million. We know there's some.
Yeah, those are things that need to be done this offseason. You need clarity. Look, Grady needs an extension. That's the most obvious thing you can do.
Yes.
He's really good.
Yes.
As long as Grady wants to be here,
he should be here.
Then you should do that. But it's going to help you financially. That's a smart move.
The thing about it helping him financially, what about if you move him? You can help your future.
He could.
Yeah.
He could.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's always out there.
But then you don't have Grady Jarrett.
Exactly. And we know with all that being said with Steve Wyshett, the last thing what he said, I think, is the elephant in the room. What do you do with Matt Ryan's contract?
Yeah.
I know that they had some kind of whatever thing about, you know, don't have to touch Matt, just do this. Yes, he can play on that cap.
He can.
But you don't.
You don't want him to.
Yeah.
$48 million.
But it limits a lot that you can do.
It does.
But my thing with this is this: would you just do that because you don't want to have to kick it down the road? Because you don't want it? Like Steve said, code red.
Because the code red is an extension.
Yeah, code red is an extension.
That's not exactly kicking it down the road, but it still kind of is. Restructuring has led to this. They knew that this was going to happen at some point. There's a guy who maybe knows a little bit about this kind of stuff, Terry Fontenot.
The guy who's going to have to make the decision on it.
Yeah, he's the guy's going to have to make all these choices. Why don't we get him on the phone and have a conversation with him next? Terry Fontenot, Falcons general manager, will join us after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're about 23 minutes away from the AMA. So get your AMA questions in. Any question, any topic. You can text us, tweet us, or call us at 404-741-0929 coming up at 1:40. Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot just wrapping up with the assembled media.
The assembled.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other people.
Yeah, we're not assembled.
Yeah, we're the radio show.
No, we're
assembled. I'm a media guy. I'm happy to admit
it. Yes, and the thing about it is always stay that way because you'll never change.
I am who I am.
I admit it.
I am who I am. Venus flytrap.
Yes,
is the most popular suggestion for Brian's desk plant.
That's fine. That's fine, man. We just got to get him something, dog. He got to get, you know, the lovely Gebhardt family. You know, we got a chance to meet him down at the Braves celebration. You got to get a family portrait.
That's a good idea.
Like I said, because Brian is, we are confrontational. Brian is not. So we got to confrontate for Brian.
Hold up now. Hold up now. You're selling me short there.
Brian's more confrontational than I am.
You leave at 2 o'clock. You don't know what happens behind these
doors.
That is
true. All right? That is true. I get the hell up out of here.
Angry Brian was a term that was used at times by the underboss.
See,
he's like, we try to avoid angry Brian.
Yeah, I need for that to you know why? Because I would love to just see it. And we're having fun with the reason behind it because it is fun and all that. I just want to see it.
Is a Venus flytrap in real life like what it was in the cartoons? Like, is it just sitting around, and then if a fly is flying around, it's going to, like, snap it up and eat it?
Hell, I don't know. I don't know nothing about it.
Because I didn't know that was even real.
I don't know.
I thought were just cartoon things.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought fireflies were just Disney movie creations until I visited my wife in North Carolina.
Damn, homie.
And she was like, yeah, no, fireflies are real.
No, you catch them in the jar. Right?
I didn't know that. Yeah, I thought that was a movie thing.
Yeah.
It's a real
it's
thing.
Okay. Well, yeah. I got Venus flytrap mixed up with something before dinner. Remember, I'm a little Shop of Horrors. Remember talking about the plant for Little Shop of Horrors? Uh-huh. I think I called it the eating tulip or something. Yeah, no. I'm all about plants, man. I'm all about plants. I think Terry is a plant guy, though. Terry Fontenot got plant. But I forgot he went to Tulane. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Terry probably knows his head coach had to be Coach Selfo. Coach Selfo was the O-line coach at Georgia when okay. I was there. And if Terry knows Coach Selfo, Terry knows that every third word is a cuss word. Every third word that Coach Selfo says is a cuss word.
Well, you can ask him because Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot is joining the midday show right now. Is that the
– Is that true, Terry?
Is that true?
Look, I have a lot of really good Chris Selfo stories that I can't share.
Yeah.
On air.
So that's a yes.
I'll buy you guys a drink here at some point, and I can give you a lot of good stories, man. Good old Chris Selfo.
Love him, love him, love him, love him.
That sounds good to me. Again, Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot joining the show here as we get ready for a big offseason, obviously. And it was about a year ago, Terry, where you were on our show, and we're talking about the new job and everything that was in front of you. With a year behind you now, what do you feel like you're better at as a general manager today than you were 365 days ago?
Well, I think as you go a year through the process, I think the most challenging thing when you're in a new building is there's a lot of different people around you, and there's a lot of relationships that you haven't built, and so communication is going to be a learning process and that part of it. So you're figuring those things out. Where we stand today, it's you're at a much better point in regards to communication and with everyone in the building. So I think that part of it, you feel so much better as we sit here today, even with relationships like with myself and Arthur Smith. We've gotten to know each other really well. And so where sometimes you have to over-communicate with some things, now I know him well enough to where I know what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. And that just makes you more efficient. So I think communication is one of those things that has been continue to improve, and I feel really good about where we are at this point.
Terry, when you came into the job, you know, there were some issues with as far as the cap that, you know, the people – you had to restructure and fix some contracts and everything to get up under that, you know, first league day and all those things. You're kind of at that process again. Have you started that process of trying to figure out how to get under the cap, also having some money to maybe sign your own guys as well as other free agents?
Yeah, we have, and we're at the – I would say we're in a better position – than we were last year. Now it's all relative,
right.
And still not a good situation, and yet it's improved, and it'll continue to improve as we move forward. But yes, we're having several conversations, whether we're talking about cuts, trades, extensions, restructures. We're having several conversations about how we can manage the cap and open up some cap space so we can resign some of our players and look outside the building. And we're going to be patient in that process and make sure we're going to be patient, selective, and cost effective. But we can find good players in that way, and we're going to challenge our coaches and our scouts to find good players that fit us.
Any way you can give us a little sneak peek behind the negotiations of who's maybe, you know, trying to, you know, move some money around there? You know, anybody?
Well, I don't want to do that because, I wouldn't want to negotiate in the media.
Oh, we don't mind.
Keep all those conversations private.
Okay.
We'll keep those conversations private. But we have, even into the season, as we got into the off season and right up to this point, we're having several conversations in terms of how we're going to proceed.
How is the sales pitch different for you to free agents this off season than it was last off season?
Well, I think we have some things to point at this point, and we can you look at a guy like Cordarrelle Patterson, the success that he had, and he waited a month to sign. It was a month in the free agency, and he signed here, and he chose this place, and he's constantly talked about how Atlanta's a great place to live and a great place to be, and there's a good culture in this locker room, and he was obviously really successful. And I think what that shows is, number one, he's a great man with a great skill set. And there's a lot of players like that out there. And so we have a coaching staff that's going to maximize players and get the most of them. And so I think you can point at things like that and show players that, hey, this is a good place to come and be a part of this.
Terry,
and so it's and so I think we can point at some specific things and look at the what our coaches did in terms of getting the most out of players, and this is a great place to live, and I think no one would argue that. Like, this is a good destination.
No doubt about it. Terry, you and Arthur Smith are up at the Combine last year. Coming off your first draft the previous season, I don't want to say grade your draft, but how do you think these guys did their first year? A lot of them were thrust into action before maybe they were ready. And how do you feel that the development will probably go on this offseason with them?
Yeah, well, we do actually grade drafts about we do it 3 years down the road, mm-hmm. you know, because it's one of those things that you can't grade it right after you draft the players. You can't grade it right after the first season. You have to really give that time and to see how those players develop. And yes, we had a plan. If you look at the way we signed veterans we knew we were going to draft a lot of young players and we wanted to ease them into it. And some players that didn't work out, they had to play a little earlier than they had to. But what we really liked about this draft class is the toughness and the grit and the makeup of the class, because they had some challenging situations, and you learn a lot when we had a losing season. We're not happy with that, but you learn a lot in seasons like this. You learn a lot about the people in the building. You learn a lot about the players, and I would say we showed a lot of grit, and we had guys that didn't quit. They continued to fight. Now, it's important for everyone, all the way from Kyle Pitts all the way down to the undrafted free agents that are still on our roster, it's important for them to get better. Because we're going to bring in another draft class, and we're going to bring in some free agents this offseason. They're all going to be competing for jobs, and the best players are going to play. So it's important for them to make sure when they come back for the offseason program, as we get into OTAs and mini camps and training camp, they have to come back better and continue to improve.
Atlanta Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We mentioned the fact that it's nearing the time to start making some decisions about contracts and about free agency and trying to make some space financially. What are the chances that Matt Ryan plays for the Falcons in 2022 with a $48 million salary cap number?
Well, that's obviously a big number, and it's not Matt's fault that number is that big. Right. But look, we appreciate Matt and everything he's been here, and we're not going to talk specifically about our plans for any player on this roster at this point. We'll keep all those things private, but we have a lot of decisions we're going to have to make this offseason.
Terry, how do you, as a general manager, and I know pretty much all front offices maybe do it differently, how do you prioritize your offseason as far as, you know, the draft? Like you said, signing free agents, re-signing your own free agents, cutting guys. How do you prioritize that during the offseason?
Yeah, well, it starts with a lot of those decisions that we've talked about in regards to the cap and getting mm-hmm. us in position. And then it gets to our own players. We prioritize our own players, and we're focused, laser focused on that at this point. And then you get into outside the building. And we do want to bring some players from outside the building, and we want to add to this roster this year. And yet we have to be patient, and we're not going to go out and make some splashy move. We're not in positions to do that, but we're going to be patient and find value and find players that fit us.
Do you see Grady Jarrett as a part of the long-term plan with the Falcons and his future of his career?
Again, I'll say the same thing I just said about Matt. We love Grady, the professional, the makeup, all those factors about him, but this isn't the forum to discuss a particular player's future with us.
There, when you're at the Combine, because you know the Senior Bowl, you got to actually see these guys competing against each other, doing what they do, play football. When you're in a setting like the Combine, how much of the workouts do you take as far as the evaluation to see if you might want to draft one of these kids?
Well, we do evaluate the workouts. So we'll have scouts and coaches assess every drill, every workout, and they'll get grades on those drills. So we do evaluate that part of it. The cool thing about that is the apples-to-apples comparison. So we can sit down and we have all the pass rushers or the outside backers, we have all the receivers, and we see them all back-to-back, just like the interviews, same thing. We get to sit down. Last night we interviewed quarterbacks and receivers, and we get to sit down, and those players come in back-to-back, and you get to spend time with them, and it's the apples-to-apples comparison. So we value every part of it. We feel like if a player chooses to work out, he's going out there and competing. And that's important. So we value every piece of information. It's another touch point we have with the players, and we have to make sure we bring the right players in the building. So whether it's a workout, whether it's spending a few minutes with them, 20 minutes with them in an interview setting, every part of it's important for us.
Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And Terry, you mentioned earlier in our conversation here about getting to know Arthur Smith on the job last year. Didn't know each other great when you got the jobs, and getting to know each other over the year and how that's made things so much easier now. What was an unexpected challenge maybe of sort of getting to know someone in that setting, getting to know someone on the job?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a challenge so much. I would just say we spend a lot of time together, and a lot of people don't realize how much time we spend together. I spend more time with Arthur than I spend with anyone in my family. Mm. And so we're together a lot. And as we had to be together a lot because we talked about every single thing, where any question I got from anyone, I went right to Arthur and we discussed everything at length. And now it's to a point, again, where we still spend a lot of time together, but there's times that I don't have to have a conversation with him about this particular thing because I know him well enough and know how he feels about that. And people in the building all know that if something comes from me, it's coming from him as well. And if something comes from him, it's coming from me as well, because that's how we operate. We're in lockstep. We're on the same page. It doesn't mean that we don't have disagreements, but we talk through everything. And I appreciate that about Arthur. I appreciate he's transparent, he's honest, and he's going to give his opinion on things, and we're able to talk through things. But I would say before, we had to spend every moment together just to get to know each other and get to know how we see things. And yet now we're in a situation where there's a lot of things that I have a better feel for him and who he is, and so we don't have to talk about every single thing.
Terry, the ultimate goal, and you've been around this business a long time, is to win. And the record wasn't where you guys wanted. And I think that you showed Arthur Smith, especially as a coach, to get the most out of his players in order to win some games. What was maybe one or two positive things that you took away outside the record? Because, of course, winning is the most important thing. But some of the positive that you might have taken away from the season the Falcons just had.
Yeah, good question. And I would say you learn a lot from seasons like this, right? You learn a lot about yourself, you learn a lot about the staff, you learn a lot about the players, and in these challenging moments. And what I appreciate about this team is the way the team continued to fight in every game. And you look at the late games that we were able to win, the close games that we were able to win, I think that says a lot about our team. I do believe we have a smart team. I do believe we have a smart, competitive football team, and that continued to fight all the way to the end. And so I think that means that we're taking the right step. Look, we're trying to build a championship roster, and it has to start with having that championship culture. And I believe we're moving in the right direction in terms of that culture because of the way we fought, the way we competed.
Terry, I know we're not going to discuss a lot of contracts and trades and stuff like that specifically about guys, but I do know that Falcons fans are also interested in Calvin Ridley and how he's doing personally. Do you know how Calvin Ridley is doing at this point?
Yeah, I understand that question. It's not something I can share. It's just not something I can talk about at this point. And when we can, just like when we had information to release, we always released it at the appropriate time. And I understand everyone's concern, and I understand why everyone wants to be in the loop on that situation, but that's just not something we can talk about at this time.
Sounds good, man.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate
man.
It. And I'm going to hold you to that drink, and we're going to share some Chris Cellphone stories here, all right?
Oh, I've got some good ones, man. Right. He's a character.
He is.
Falcons general manager
thanks a lot, Terry.
Terry Fontenot there. Thanks for some time hanging out as they're getting ready for the combine this week, and a lot on the horizon, to be sure. Played it close to the vest, as he always does.
Gotta
ask him.
Yeah, you know,
they weren't
gonna do that, man, and everything. But I mean, you know, this is one of those things where you know you're continuously building on what you got, all right? And you know, he's a smart brother.
Yeah,
all right, he's a smart brother. Like most generally, smart brother. He knows that he can't say anything, but obviously, some of those questions were asked. Matt Ryan, the Calvin Ridley, Grady Jarrett, these are pressing issues. This ain't nothing that you like be casual. No.
Yeah.
These are pressing issues.
It's also not something who's like, oh man, I haven't thought about that.
What the hell am I going to do about Matt Ryan? No, there's a process.
We'll learn.
Yes.
Probably in the next 16 to 17 days.
It takes
days.
Longer than the 14 days that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been working on it.
Yeah.
We'll find out. This hour brought to you by QC Kinetics, by the way, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. We'll come back and get to an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. You could text us or tweet us as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap things up every single day. Any question, any topic, we'll get to the social media questions with Wendy in just a minute. We'll start on the phones with Sanchez. Hello, Sanchez.
Hey, what's going on, gang?
What's going on?
I just want to tell you, man, Randy had me laughing when he wanted to remix. No, he wanted to do the video over. Well, I wanted to do the video with MC Hammer with them blow-up pants. Instead of having the fine women, I ain't going to lie, don't take this personal, nobody, but I want some little small women. I want them a little big, you know, and have my Oreo cookies all over the place, man. Yeah, I'm going to wear my Washington jersey so Andy can feel good. I'm going to wear my Georgia. I'm going to be lit.
Thank you, Sanchez.
I'm going to be lit. Y'all going to be like, whoa.
Thank you, Sanchez. I thought he might have wanted to be in MC Hammer's first Pumps in the Bump video. Damn, first Pumps in the Bump video, and Hammer out there with some Timberland and draws on. What the hell?
Isn't that what the guy did in the dunk contest?
What?
Kind of basically stripped down and put Timberlands on and then tried to dunk?
Oh, yeah, dude. We refuse to talk about
it. Didn't talk
that.
About it? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we refuse it.
Good, perfect.
Yeah, we refuse. It's just, no.
If you could remake any video besides the Big Pimpin' video, and the tip drill video.
I look at the tip drill video from my perspective. Like, I know all them.
Oh.
Because that's back when, you know.
You might have been in that video.
I've seen those young ladies in action. You know, I know. So that was more personal.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. It was like a documentary.
Yeah, more personal.
Sort of situation.
Yeah. But if I can remake any video, like me, it got to be something on the beach. Something BT Uncut-ish with Patra. Because Patra.
Cash Money Millionaires, no. Back that ass up.
Mm-mm.
That's me.
Mm-mm.
I want to be in the Magnolia Projects, dancing with the Cash Money Millionaires.
Wasn't the...
I want to be on the Jamaican beach with Patra, but she got to wear socks because her feet were just raggedy. But other than that, yeah.
Shake Your Tail Feather. That was a
That's not a bad one.
That was a pretty strong one, if I recall.
One.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one. My man said he wanted to be, that's not a bad one. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Wendy. Wendy, any video that you would want to remake?
Ooh, that's a great question. Probably any of the NSYNC videos that I would want to be in, like when they were all like dolls in the store.
All right. That sounds good.
I think it would be cool to be like, I don't know.
I would also like to remake the D'Angelo video as D'Angelo.
I told you, dude. We're going to get that one, dog. I don't figure out.
It's going to be a different deal.
It's going to be a different deal. But I figured it out, dog.
Harry and Lean.
I've kind of done it, though.
You know what would be really weird?
Yes.
Is if Harry and Lean did one, but it was both of us.
Yes.
That'd be uncomfortable for everybody.
Hey, I've done the D'Angelo, but like this is kind of, you know, being cute courting my wife when I was courting her.
Sure, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I did the oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, I know a good video. Aaliyah, My Way.
Hey, Ivy hit the note, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ivy hit the note, too.
Can you get up there?
Oh, I hit the note, too. That's when I was in my 20s.
Because when you hit the note, and D'Angelo's a genius.
And then you got to hit the
Because when you hit the note perfectly, it also clenches your abs up just right.
Yes.
And you get the thing, and you get the little V cut. Yeah, it's all good.
Yes,
it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Aaliyah, My Way. That would be, add that to the list of videos.
Yeah.
So weird how much time both of us have spent
thinking
about that.
Y'all have a lot of answers.
Yes.
Is wearing sunglasses inside cool?
No.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I think you shouldn't do it.
You know, I don't think it's cool.
I don't think you should do that.
Whatever.
But I mean, you know, like certain folks are cool enough to do it and kind of pull it off.
Yes.
But then the problem is when people that aren't and they try to.
Yes.
And it's like you're just wearing really dark shades right now. It's nighttime and you're inside.
What is, I don't know. I'm trying to think what are ice because I used to wear like Bulgari shades.
Who?
I think that's what they were called. Bulgari? They were like, they weren't the Cartiers. They were like, They were like, I think it was like $300 when I was younger, and I got in the league. I used to wear them in the club.
Oh,
yeah.
Were they lightly tinted?
They were lightly tinted, though.
Like Joe Burrow's, like rose color.
Yeah, they were like lightly tinted.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But yeah, like wearing some just dark ass shades.
Dark shades. Yeah, that's tough.
No.
This one for the four of us. If we were on a road trip, what snacks would each of us bring, and what would be the seating arrangement?
If we were on a road trip,
and we're taking Andy's element.
Yeah, you don't want me to drive.
Okay,
yeah, element. No, I'm driving.
Wendy's driving.
I'm driving because we're getting there.
I'm the oldest.
You wouldn't fit in the back.
I know, and I'm the oldest, so I'm sitting in the front seat. So Brian sits behind Wendy.
So I'm in the back seat of my own car. Yes, that's pretty good.
Are we bringing the element?
That's what Wendy said.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that part.
I think between Wendy's car probably gets the best gas mileage between the four of us.
Yeah, but that's not going to fit all of us. I got a Honda Civic.
That's true.
I got the most space.
You got the most space.
Yeah, I can drive your car, Randy.
Gas is going to be pricey.
Wendy can drive the car.
Who's paying for gas?
I got the gas.
Okay.
Brian, get the snacks.
What kind of snacks are we bringing? Give me the Cool Ranch Doritos.
Brian, get the snacks.
Oh, I mean, well, first off, the snacks are coming out in a black trash bag.
Yes, for sure.
That's where you start there.
Yeah, you see, I keep looking over to Andy's because. Brian,
I know you don't
snacks.
Want me to get the snacks.
Yeah, Brian, you get the snacks, okay?
But
what would you rather have?
We'd be hungry.
Me drive or me provide the snacks?
Oh, damn.
We're going to get there.
We got to get there, so I'll take the crappy snacks.
Yeah, I'll do a bad snack.
We got to get there, man.
You get there faster, but with mediocre snacks.
There's
nothing wrong with dried apple chips. It's a delicious treat.
We'd have less bathroom breaks that trip.
That is true. Oh, or Uncle Luke video back in the day.
That's true.
Yeah, dog.
Gracious.
Yeah, man.
This one also for all of us. You have 1 hour to eat a 11-pound pizza to win $250. You can only pick one person on the show. Who you pick?
Hell no. Not for $250.
How big do you think an 11-pound pizza is?
That's big as hell.
Is?
Here, like, we'll do like
circumference-wise.
$25,000.
To me, it's not about the amount of money. Like, I don't know if I could physically do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why you got to choose one of us to do it with you.
The conventional wisdom would be Brian or Randy because you guys are big dudes.
I don't eat a lot of food, though.
Wendy's a savage.
Wendy's a savage, dude. Wendy goes in.
I think the duo that would have the best chance would be Brian and Wendy if they were a duo.
Probably, because I don't eat carbs like that.
And I would specifically need like post-workout morning, like hungry,
sure,
like, comes in here hungry.
Exactly.
Wendy.
Maybe hungover, dying of hunger.
Ooh, yeah,
you can put down a lot of food in that situation.
Yes.
Yeah, if you can design that like ideal hunger, then
just
maybe
the
you
scenario.
Can. 11 pounds of pizza.
11 pounds
That's
too
5.5
much.
Pounds
That's
of pizza each.
Lot,
each. That's too much.
We could do it.
What I wonder is like, is that like a specific thing that they're referencing at a restaurant or something? Have you guys ever done that where a restaurant will be like, if you finish it all, it's free?
Or you get a T-shirt or something.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it when you were talking about it, it was National Pancake Day.
Yeah.
There was this place we used to go, me and Don, when we had guests, we used to go to this place called Broken Yolk.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and they used to have the pancake like that. You eat it all, then everybody gets to go eat free and everything.
I would have tried.
Man, no.
You guys do it?
Hell no. They brought it out, which we thought about it. Because we used to always have friends in town. So whenever they would come in, that's where we would take them.
Yeah.
And I think people next to us had ordered it. Dude, that damn pancake was so damn big. There's no way.
See, and I would want something else besides a pancake. I want some eggs
Wendy,
or bacon.
Wendy wants sides.
Wendy wants sides.
The table-sized pancake. Wendy's like, what are the sides?
What was the movie with John Candy, The Great Outdoors?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's just like that. Man. Yeah. Yeah. No.
I used to work with, there was a bar across the street from the radio station that we worked at that had like a 2-foot chili dog, and if you ate it, it was free.
Ooh.
I used to work with a guy that would just go get it. He'd be like, I'm going to go get the chili dog for lunch. It's like, Kevin, you can't just eat a 2-foot chili dog casually on a Thursday. Kevin later had a heart attack. He's okay.
Oh, no.
He's okay. He's actually lost a lot of weight. He did have a heart attack. So don't eat a 2-foot chili dog.
Damn.
Oh, I'm glad Kevin's okay.
Me too.
Have you guys ever owned a pair of parachute pants?
Yes.
No.
Randy, how many pairs did
this
you own?
This one, it was for costume.
I wanted it.
Oh, I was, yes.
Were you a genie or were you MC Hammer?
I was MC Hammer.
Do you still have them?
No.
Please tell me you have a photo of that.
We was at my mom's house this past weekend, dude. Them of them damn pictures.
How old were you?
With the parachute?
Uh-huh.
12.
12?
I was 12.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
I was in middle school.
That's solid.
I was in middle school.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are the ones that had the weird design on them?
Those were they used to wear those in the NFL.
I had some of those.
Those were big
in the early 90s.
Zebra pants?
Something like that.
Oh.
I don't remember. Nothing? Okay. Well, I had some. Anyway, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every single day to wrap up the show. We start with Wendy.
My takeaway of the day, there's a new yoga pose that we've yet to be seen. It's called the Randy.
Yeah, man. No shirt, no socks, but shoes.
You put your shoes back on?
Yeah,
wait,
put your shoes back on. No
it's
socks,
a weird yoga
no
pose.
Yeah, that's all I got. I know people can't see it, but Brian has his greeting shirt on today.
That's right. What am I, boardroom Brian? Board meeting Brian?
Board meeting
what
Brian. Come up? Yeah, his greeting shirt today.
I learned that the succulent is not the toughest plant that's out there.
Yeah, especially when you say it the way you said it.
Oh. Man, I was so fired up.
You were hyped about that damn succulent plant.
A lot of plants.
Zubaz.
Yeah. Oh,
thank
really?
You, Abe.
Zubaz.
Yeah. Thank you, Abe.
You had Zubaz?
Yeah, I had some of those.
Did Abe just come in here and say that?
He texted me. He's listening to
the
radio
in here
station.
For a meeting. He was in here for the meeting. You know, Abraham's here.
He's a P1.
Yeah.
Abraham.
Randy might bump the country music playlist this weekend. That's what he said, at least. We invented the pancake taco today, which I think could actually be a real thing. And Andy is not the rough and tough outdoorsman he used to be.
Yeah, no, that's what he just told me.
Sorry to let you down. We'll come back and catch up with Dukes and Bell after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.